Next this morning, I would like to introduce you to musicians and songwriters, Sive O'Sullivan and Sharon Murphy. They met in 2015 when they began working together with Past Times Community Choir, a dementia-friendly choir based in Naas, County Kildare. Since then, they have done more of the same thing and collaborated with organisations like the Irish Hospice Foundation and the HSE. Our Brenda Donoghue went to see them at work in Selbridge at one of their SIP and Serenade sessions.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to SIP and Serenade.
We thought we'd start with a little bit of what we call the Ella Fitzgerald scat, which involves you singing back to me what I sing at you. So call and response. Dooby dooby dooby.
Sharon and Sive set up Embrace Music in 2020, and it seems to be going very well for you. Sive, tell me, how did it come to be, first of all? Were you friends first, or how did this all happen?
So myself and Sharon met, it must be nearly 10 years ago now. We made friends through a choir called Past Times Community Choir, a dementia-friendly choir in Naas. And of course then when COVID hit, everything stopped and went online, and then we just saw a need to find a way to keep people connected through music. And so we set up Embrace Music, and it's been going ever since.
And what did you do online, Sharon?
Well, I mean, for well over a year, I think maybe 50 sessions, we live streamed online every single Friday to nursing homes, to people cocooning, to people working from home. And it just kind of grew a really nice listener base. People left comments on Facebook and we were able to interact with them. And we eventually introduced poetry and movement as well. And it was as much for us as it was for them. It kept us going too.
Now, you work with older members of our community and people with dementia. What have you seen that music brings into their lives?
Well, music, and I suppose it's great now that there's actual research to back up what we're seeing, which it jogs memories for people. And some people who mightn't remember a whole lot will remember words of songs, but it also brings life to people.
We've been involved in a couple of small scale studies over the years with our large community choirs, and the feedback we would get is that people might not have felt like going that morning. They might have felt quite down on themselves. They feel totally different walking out the door. And you can actually see a physical difference when people are leaving after the session.
Oh my God, you're the best Ella Fitzgerald since Ella Fitzgerald!
Some of you have done some reminiscence sessions with us before. So our first theme today is kind of summer, and in particular, summer holidays and favourite places that we holidayed.
We're all going on a summer.
So it's all chat about holidays and people's memories of summer holidays. Let's see what people are saying.
Hi, I'm Jean. Hi. And this is my mother, Kay Nolan.
So you've been listening to the songs, Kay, about summer holidays.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you remember? Does it bring back memories for you?
Oh my, it brings back all the memories.
Mum and Dad were great for taking us off on holidays. In the car, they'd pack up the car with everything bar the kitchen sink, you know the way it is.
Yeah.
I remember one particular holiday, we went to Skerries.
No, I don't remember Skerries.
Mum has dementia, she was diagnosed just before Christmas last year. Her memory loss has been really very rapid. So every day is really a blessing to us that she can remember, you know, what she can. So one day at a time.
Do you find with your mum, Jean, that music is a refresher?
Oh. Well, she remembers all the lyrics of every song that ever was, you know. Even Summer Holiday there, we wouldn't have sang that, I don't know how long, and yet she's able to sing away the words. I find that actually happy and sad, really, because she doesn't remember the memories around those things. She remembers the words.
Kay, do you have a favourite song?
Have I got a favourite song?
You always sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow in the choir.
Yes. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why?
remembered every word.
She does, yeah. It's wonderful. Thanks, ma'am. You're brilliant. She's nearly 90.
Oh, wow. Hey, Kay, we're alike. We'll ignore the age thing. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
You're right there, Michael, are you right? Diddly-dum. Do you think that we'll be home before the night?
Hello, who have we got here?
I'm what's Orla,
your... Yes?
And this is Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
He has dementia, and it is the light of his day, the music. He goes down happily. He doesn't know he's going, but then when we arrive, he sings the whole hour and a half or 2 hours. And knows every song and picks up new songs. What's your favourite holiday place?
Kilkee. As a child, growing up, that's where we went every year, and I fell in love with the place. It's a lovely place, though, you know, yeah. Kilkee.
And then when we were married, we went to Kilkee and we brought all our children to Kilkee, and it's their favourite place in the world.
Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Diddly-dum.
It is absolutely miraculous, the change music makes to him. Wish we had it every day. The power of music.
It's coming down tomorrow and it might. Now, Michael, so it might. Bum, bum.
So thank you, everybody, for coming to Sip and Serenade today. You have been wonderful participants. We're going to sing you out with a song now that you'll all know. Take me back to life.
Such a simple but powerful tool music, really, isn't it? More details from their Facebook page, Sip and Serenade. That was Brenda Donoghue with Sive and Sharon.